Biblically-centered kids.
Yo, yo, yo. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to another beautiful, lovely, fantastic, great day of the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is June 11th, if you can believe it, 2025. My name is Mr. Johnny, and I'm super pumped to be with you today. You guys enjoying your summer so far? I hope you are. Speaking of summer, we have a holiday today that celebrates a great summer snack. Did you know that today, June 11th, is National Corn on the Cob Day? That's right. It's a beautiful day to celebrate one of the tastiest treats of summertime. Fresh, juicy corn on the cob. Whether it's grilled, boiled, or smothered in butter, corn on the cob is crunchy, sweet, and super fun to eat. Just don't forget your napkins. Corn on the cob also reminds us of something really important. Thankfulness. Farmers work hard to grow corn. It takes sunshine, rain, and especially good soil. And all these things are gifts from God, according to Psalms 67:6. It says, "The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us." That means when we enjoy food from the earth, like corn, we can pause and thank God for His blessings. This lines up with one of our recent biblical family virtues that says we value our possessions, giving thanks for everything and in every circumstance. And that was our virtue from just a few weeks ago, Virtue V. So today on Corn on the Cob Day, maybe enjoy some delicious corn with your family, say a prayer of thanks before you eat, and remember that every good thing, big or small, is a reason to be thankful. And don't forget to smile if you get corn stuck in your teeth. It just means you're having a good time and celebrating well. Do you guys remember what virtue we're learning about this week? We've been talking all about generosity. This week's virtue says, we examine our motives and make sure we give generously. All right, we're going to move on to our game for the day. We're going to play Beat the Buzzer. I'm going to give you a quick challenge, and you'll have just a few seconds to finish it. Are you ready? We're going to get started. Number one, find something red in the room you're in and hold it up. Ready? Go. Did you find it? Perfect. Great. Good job. Now, find something that makes a noise when you shake it, like a rattle box or something with a ball or something inside or a bell. Okay? Ready? Go. Awesome. Who got it first? All right, now find something soft you can squeeze. Ready? Go. Squeeze tight. Now, number four, you have 5 seconds to do 10 jumping jacks. Go. Wow, you guys were moving. Anyone break a sweat? All right, now you have to spin around in 5 seconds, 3 times, and try not to get dizzy. Go. Whoa, I got a little dizzy doing those spins. Whew, definitely got a little dizzy. Okay, let's move on to the next one. I need you to find something shaped like a square near you. Ready? Go. Did anyone find anything fun? Now you need to find something that smells nice and take a really big sniff. Go. Oh, well, that was so nice. You brought a flower. Look at that. That's beautiful. Smells good too. All right, now you have 7 seconds to find and bring back something blue. Go. Now I'm going to give you 10 seconds to find a book and open it to page 15. Go. Did anyone get a super fun book? Now what I want you to do is just read the first line of that page. And then whatever that line says, that's what you have to do, or that's what your day needs to be about. Kind of like a fortune cookie, you know, where it tells you something random. It's going to be like that. That's now your word of the day, whatever the first sentence on that book says. So I'm going to try it with the book near me. All right, the book I got is called Bread and Jam for Francis. Okay, it was on the shelf next to me. Ooh, my first sentence says, why do you keep eating bread and jam? Well, there it goes. I guess I have to have some bread and jam today. All right, now I'm going to give you 10 seconds to spell your full name backwards, including your last name. Go. All right, mine is NADROJYNNOJ. Boom. NADROJYNNOJ. There you go. You got to put a little rhythm to it. All right. Now I need you to, I'm going to give you 8 seconds to find something shiny. Go. All right, I'm going to give you 8 seconds, and you need to say the alphabet as many times as you can, as fast as you can in those 8 seconds. Go. Good job. Now I want to see if you guys can race me. I'm going to give us a 3-2-1 go, and then I'm going to do the alphabet, and I'm going to see if you can beat me. But you have to say all the letters. You can't just be like, that's not the alphabet. You got to say the whole thing. So I'm going to try. You ready? 3-2-1. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Whoa!
That's pretty good. Hopefully I didn't skip any letters. All right, now go find something yellow and show it. You got 8 seconds. Go. All right, now give yourself a quick, nice shoulder massage. Ooh. I feel like that was a nice one to end on. Nice little relaxing massage. And thank you guys so much for playing Beat the Buzzer with me today. And remember, just like in this game, we can choose to use our time wisely and give God our very best every single day. Thanks for playing along, and we'll see you next time for more fun and games. Until next time.